American novel. The golden days of youth. No author has ever painted a finer picture of childhood fun and adventure than Samuel Clemens in The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. The NBC University of the Air brings you the first installment of a two-part radio edition of Tom Sawyer, another in its series of books that live, American novels. Summer is coming to St. Petersburg by the big Mississippi, and all the summer world is bright and fresh and brimming with life. There's a song in every heart, and if the heart is young, the music issues from the lips. The locust trees are in bloom, and the fragrance of the blossoms fills the air. The most important thing a kid can do in St. Petersburg now is to wait for the big Missouri to paddle wheel up the river, or maybe to play hooky from school on a hot afternoon. For summer is kids' time in St. Petersburg, and this is a kid's story. Yes, kids' time in St. Petersburg. Usually they're everywhere, screaming and yelling and playing and crying. But just at this moment, every one of them is missing, especially...
Tom! Tom! What's gone with that boy, I wonder? You! Tom! There's my broom. Oh, here. Now, you're most too big to hide under the bed, young man. I lay if I get hold of you, I... Oh, here you are.
Oh, yeah.
I might have thought of this closet. What you been doing in there?
Nothing.
Nothing. Look at your hands. And look at your mouth. It's jam. That's what it is. 40 times I said if you didn't let that jam alone, I'd skin you. Hand me that switch.
Yes, Ann. My, look behind you, Ann.
What? What on earth? Hang the boy. Can't I never learn? Ain't he played enough tricks like that for me to be looking out for him by this time? But my goodness, never plays them alike 2 days. He appears to know just how long he can torment me before I get my dander up. Ain't doing my duty by that boy, and that's the Lord's truth, goodness knows. But laws of me, he's my own dead sister's boy, poor thing. I ain't got the heart to lash him somehow. Well, well, I'll just be obliged to make him work tomorrow. It's mighty hard for him to work Saturdays when all the boys is having holiday. But it's for the good of his soul.
Oh, Saturday morning. It ain't right to have to work Saturday morning, is it, Jim?
Well, Missus, she make me work every day, Mars Tom. Gotta go and get old Missus a bucket of water. She tied her head off of me.
Look at that fence, Jim. 30 yards long and as high as I can reach from on top of that barrel. It'll take me all day, nearly. All day Saturday, whitewashing.
Well, that's too bad, Mars Tom, but I better hurry. Old Missus said I was not to be wasting my time getting this here bucket full of water.
Say, Jim, I'll fetch the water if you'll whitewash some.
Oh, I can, Marsh Tom. Old Missus, she told me I got to go and get this water and not stop fooling around with anybody. She said she spent Marsh time going to ask me to whitewash. She told me to go along and tend my own business.
Oh, that's the way she always talks. Give me the bucket. I won't be gone only a minute.
Oh, I can ask him, Marsh Tom. Old Missus said she'd take and tie the life out of me. Think she would.
Oh, she never licks anybody. Whacks them over the head with her thimble. But who cares about that, I'd like to know. Hey, Jim, I'll give you a marble. I'll give you a white alley.
I'm not Marsh Tom.
White alley, Jim.
My, that's a mighty gay marble. But I's powerful afraid old
Missus...
And
besides, if you will, I'll show you my sore toe.
Well, boy, let me see.
Oh, Lord, I'll show you something sore beside a sore toe. I don't want to have to watch you anymore, Thomas Sawyer.
Yes, sir.
Quiet, Tom.
Oh, hi, Ben.
Nice day for whitewashing fences, ain't it, Tom?
Oh, it'll do.
Say, I'm going in a swimming, I am.
That's all?
Don't you wish you could? But, of course, you'd rather work, wouldn't you?
What do you call work?
Well, ain't that work?
Well, maybe it is and maybe it ain't. All I know is it suits Tom Sawyer.
Oh, come now. You don't mean to let on that you like it.
Like it? Well, I don't see why I oughtn't to like it. Now, does the boy get a chance to whitewash a fence every day? Yes, sir, it sure suits Tom Sawyer.
Say, Tom. Say, Tom, let me whitewash a little.
Well, no, I reckon it wouldn't hardly do, Ben.
Oh, Tom.
You see, Aunt Polly's awful particular about this fence. Right here on the street, you know.
But, Tom.
Yeah, she's awful particular about this fence. It's got to be done very careful. Why, I reckon there ain't one boy in 1,000, maybe 2,000, that can do it the way it's got to be done.
No, is that so? Oh, come on. Let me just try. Only just a little. I'd let you if you was me, Tom.
Ben, I'd like to. Honest Injun. But Aunt Polly, she was... Well, Jim wanted to do it, but she wouldn't let him. Now, don't you see how I'm fixed? If you was to tackle this fence and anything was to happen to
it... Oh, shucks, I'd be just as careful. Just let me try. Say, I'll give you the core of my apple.
Well, here. No, Ben, now don't. I'm afraid...
I'll give you all of my apple.
All right. Here's the brush, Ben. Now, be careful, Ben.
Oh, I will, Tom. How do you hold it?
Like this.
Oh, all right. I see.
Pretty fair to Midland Kite String, Billy. You can be after Ben.
Give him my tadpoles, Tom.
Let me be next, Tom. I got a swell brass doorknob.
A fly in a bottle, Tom. How about my juice harp?
A tin soldier, a piece of chalk.
A nice old door collar.
Come on, Tom. Give us a turn.
Oh, hi, Huck.
Where you been?
Oh, you know how Aunt Polly is. Now, don't you go playing with that Huckleberry Finn, or I'll... You know how she talks.
Where'd you get that dead cat?
I traded him from Joe Harper for 2 tadpoles, a brass doorknob, and a kite string.
My, he's pretty stiff. You know what dead cats is good for, Tom?
Sure, anybody knows what dead cats is good for. What are they good for?
Cure warts with, of course. Best thing in the world for curing warts.
Is that so? I know something that's better.
I'll bet you don't. What is it?
What's spunk water?
Spunk water? I wouldn't give a dern for spunk water.
You wouldn't, would you? Did you ever try it?
No, I ain't. But Bob Tanner did.
Oh, he'll lie, Bob Tanner will. Now, you tell me how Bob Tanner did it, Huck.
Why, he took and dipped his hand in a rotten stump with his rainwater.
In the daytime?
Certainly.
With his face to the stump?
Sure. At least I reckon so.
Did he say anything?
Well, I don't reckon he did. I don't know.
Talk about trying to cure warts with spunk water such a blame fool way as that. Why, that ain't gonna do any good. You gotta go all by yourself to the middle of the woods where you know there's a spunk water stump. And just as it's midnight, you back up against the stump and jam your hand in and say, Harleycorn, barleycorn, Injun meal, shorts, spunk water, swallow them warts. And you walk away quick, 11 steps, with your eyes shut. And then turn around 3 times and walk home without speaking to anybody. Because if you speak, the charm's busted.
Well, that sounds like a good way. But that ain't half so good as using a dead cat.
How do you cure warts with a dirty old dead cat?
Why, you take your cat and go and get in the graveyard long about midnight when somebody that was wicked has been buried. And when it's midnight, a devil will come.
A what?
A devil. Maybe 2 or 3 devils.
My.
But you can't see them. You can only hear something like the wind, or maybe hear the devil talk. And when they're taking that feller away, you heave your dead cat after him and say, devil follow corpse, cat follow devil, warts follow cat, I'm done with you. That'll fetch any wart.
Sounds right. Hey, Hucky, when are we going to try using the cat?
Well, tonight. I reckon they'll come after old Hoss Williams tonight.
Oh, yeah, Hoss Williams. Oh, but they buried him Saturday. Didn't the devils get him Saturday night?
Oh, you do talk, Tom. How could their charms work till midnight? And then it's Sunday. Devils don't slosh around much of a Sunday, I don't reckon.
Yeah, I never thought of that. That's so. Let's go tonight.
Of course. If you ain't afeard.
Afeard? Tain't likely. Will you meow for me?
Right below your window, about 11 tonight. And you meow back. Looks like it'll be a kind of dark night, all right. Kind of dark and scary. Sure you want to go, Tom?
Yeah, sure, Huckleberry. You meow and I'll come down the rain pipe like always.
Grass is always tall around graveyards.
Yeah.
Well, the moon's out, so the devils ought to be easy to see tonight.
Yeah. Say, Hucky, do you believe the dead people like it for us to be here?
Oh, I wished I know. It's awful solemn-like, ain't it?
Yeah, I bet it is. Say, Hucky, do you reckon Hoss Williams hears us talking?
Of course he does. At least his spirit does.
Oh, I wish I'd said Mr. Williams.
God, he can't be too particular how they talk about these here dead people, Tom.
Shh. What is it, Tom?
Shh.
There it is again. Didn't you hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Now you hear it.
Oh, Lord, Tom, they're coming. The devils is coming, sure. What'll we do?
I don't know. You think they'll see you?
Oh, Tom, they can see in the dark. Devils the same as cats. Oh, I wished I hadn't come.
No, no, don't be afraid. I don't believe they'll bother us. We ain't doing any harm except trying to get rid of some warts. If we keep still as mice right behind this big monument, maybe they won't see us at all.
Oh, I'll try, Tom, but, Lord, I'm all of a shiver. Oh, Tom, this is awful. It's a devil, sure enough. Three of them. Come for Hoss Williams. Oh, Lordy, Tom, we're goners. Can you pray?
I'll try, but don't you be afraid. They ain't gonna hurt us. Now I lay me down to sleep.
Shh. What is it, Huck? They're humans. One of them is, anyway. One of them's got old Muff Potter's voice.
No. Muff Potter? Ain't so, is it?
Oh, I bet I know it. Don't you stir or budge. He ain't sharp enough to notice us. Drunk the same as usual, likely. Blamed old Rip.
All right, I'll keep still. Hey, they're pointing right for Hoss Williams' grave. Say, Huck, I know another one of them voices. It's Injun Joe.
Injun Joe? That murdering half-breed. I'd rather they was devils at darn sight.
What can they be up to? Well, they started digging Hoss Williams' grave.
Hurry, man. Moon might come out any moment.
Take it easy. Dr. Robinson. We'll have your corpse for you in no time.
But you must hurry. If anyone saw me here, my practice would be ruined, I tell you.
Wouldn't that be too bad?
Yeah. They didn't put him very deep, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we can get the lid off now, Muff.
Yeah, well, ain't you? The thing's about ready, Sawbones. You just out with another five apiece, or here she stays.
That's a talk.
Look here, what does this mean? You asked for your pay in advance, and I paid you.
Yeah. You've done more than that, too. 5 years ago, you drove me away from your father's kitchen one night when I come to ask you for something to eat. You said I weren't there for any good.
Which was the Lord's
You help? Shut up and listen. And I swore I'd get even with you if it took 100 years. Your father had me jailed for a vagrant. Did you think I'd forget Dr. Robinson?
Now, look, you...
The Indian blood ain't in me for nothing. Now I've got you, and you've got to settle, you know.
Don't threaten me, you red scoundrel!
Hey, you...
And there's more like that if you're not satisfied.
Here, you don't go knocking down my...
There, drunkard. You ought to stay out for a while. Now, Injun Joe, have you and your stupid friends seen enough of my fist?
I've seen too much of you, but have you seen enough of my knife?
No! Oh.
Dr. Robinson, that score is settled. Now, just a minute till I... Come on, Muff. Come on out of it. Come on, come on. Get up and face him up.
Is it? How is this, Joe?
It's a dirty business.
Dr. Robinson. Joe, he's dead.
What'd you do it for, Muff?
I never... What did I do?
Oh, say, now, look here. That kind of talk won't wash. You still got a knife in your hand.
Yeah. Oh, my. I thought I'd got sober. No business to drink tonight. I'm all in a muddle. Can't recollect anything of it, hardly. Oh, tell me, Joe. Honest now, old feller. Did I do that to the doctor?
Well, you said yourself. He's dead, ain't he?
Joe, I never meant to. Upon my soul and honor, I never meant to. Joe, tell me how it was, Joe.
Well, you two were scuffling. Then he fetched you one and you fell flat. Then up you come, all reeling and staggering like, and snatched a knife and jammed it into him.
Oh, no.
Just as he fetched you another awful clip. And here you've laid, as dead as a wedge until now.
Oh, I didn't know what I was doing. I wish I might die this minute if I did. All on account of that whiskey and excitement, I reckon. I never used a weapon in my life before, Joe. They all say that. Joe, don't tell. Say you won't tell, Joe. That's a good fella. Well, I always liked you, Joe, and I stood up for you, too. Don't you remember? You won't tell, will you, Joe?
No, sir. You've always been fair and square with me, Muff Potter. And I won't go back on you. Now, come on, let's get going.
Oh, Joe, you're an angel. I'll bless you for this the longest day that I've
ever. Come on now. That's enough of that. Come on, the moon's coming out.
They going, Huck?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sort of scared to look. Huckleberry, what do you reckon will come of this?
If Dr. Robinson's dead, I reckon hanging will come of it.
Do you, though?
Well, I know it, Tom.
We'll tell.
We? What are you talking about? Suppose something happened and Injun Joe didn't hang. Why, he'd kill us sometime or other, just as dead sure as we're a-laying here.
That's just what I was thinking to myself, Huck. Hucky, you sure you can keep Mum?
Tom, we gotta keep Mum, you know that. That Injun devil wouldn't make any more of drowning us than a couple of cats. Look here, Tom. Let's take and swear to one another. That's what we gotta do. Swear to keep Mum.
I'm agreed. It's the best thing. Would you just hold hands and swear that...
Oh, no, that wouldn't do for this. That's good enough for a little rubbishy common things. But there ought to be writing about a big thing like this. And blood.
Oh, good, Huck. Blood. Here, let's take that old piece of shingle, and I'll write it out quick while the moon's still out.
All right. Here's the shingle. What you gonna write with?
I got a little piece of red chalk.
Oh, that's fine. What's it saying, Tom?
Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer... swears they will keep Mum about this. They wish they may drop down dead in their tracks if they ever tell and rot.
That's just fine. Now we'll sign it in real blood and bury it. I got a pen, Tom. Ouch! That hurts, Tom. Now what?
Now make an H and an F on the shingle with the blood. Like this. There now.
Tom, does this keep us from ever telling? Always?
Of course it does. It don't make any difference what happens. We gotta keep Mum. Why, we'd drop down dead of our tracks if we ever said anything to anybody about who really killed Dr. Robbins. You bring the tobacco, Hucky?
Yeah, sure. Pappy weren't up and around, so he didn't see me slip it out.
I got the matches. Muff said to be sure and bring him some matches.
I feel all creepy when we go to see him at the jail, Tom.
Well, it's been nearing 2 months we've been visiting him. Nothing's happened to us. Nobody else ever comes to see him to bring him tobacco and matches. Guess he wanted something special tonight.
That's because the trial's most over. They're going to pass the hanging tomorrow, I reckon.
Is it, Huck? Is that what they say?
You'd know that if you'd stick around the courtroom every day like me.
Oh, it scares me, that court and all. Injun Joe and they're lying about what Muff did. Say, Hucky, have you ever told anybody about... You know what?
Of course I haven't.
Never a word?
Never a solitary word, so help me. Are you afeard, Tom? Why, we wouldn't be alive 2 days if that got found out. Why, Injun Joe...
Chuck, here's the jail.
Muff. Hey, Muff.
Muff.
Oh, hello, huh, Tom. I knew you'd come. You wouldn't fail poor old Muff.
You all right, Muff?
I just got back from the courtroom. Guess tomorrow'll be about the last day.
We brought some backer, Muff, like you asked.
That's mighty kind, Huckleberry. You've been mighty good to me, boys. Better than anybody else in this town.
Now, Muff, we ain't done nothing really.
Done just about all a body could ask from a young fella. And old Muff appreciates it, too. They just about all forgot about old Muff when he's in trouble. Tom don't. Huck don't. Well, boys, I done an awful thing. Drunk and crazy at the time. That's the only way I can count for it. Now I got to swing for it, I reckon. But there's nothing anybody could do for me now. You know that, Tom.
Muff, I ought to...
Now, don't you trouble yourself about poor old Muff Martyr, Tom. There ain't nothing you can do that ain't already done. You done me a heap of good, I tell you. Bringing tobacco and talking with me. Here, now, let me shake your hand. That's it. Yours will come through the bars, but mine's too big. Little hands, weak. They've helped Muff Potter of power, and they'd help him more if they could.
Oh, Muff, don't talk like that. I mean, we ain't done nothing.
We better go, Tom.
Yeah, I reckon. Bye, Muff. We'll see you tomorrow. I mean, goodbye, Muff.
They'd help them more if they could.
Tom, does this keep us from ever telling? Always?
There ain't nothing anybody can do for me now, is there, Tom? You know that, Tom.
Sign in blood, Tom. That means we drop dead in our tracks, Tom, and rot.
Don't trouble yourselves no more about poor old Muff Potter. You can't help him now, Tom. You can't help him.
You're a good boy at heart, Tom. A good boy. If only you had the courage always to do what you know is right.
You just can't never tell, Tom. It's written blood.
Do what you know is right.
You want to see me, young man?
Yes, sir. I had to see you, Mr. Sanford. I just had to.
Well, please hurry. I'm busy with this trial today.
Oh, it's the trial I got to see you about. They said you were for Muff Potter in the trial. Muff's lawyer. And you gotta listen to me, Mr. Sanford. I couldn't sleep any last night thinking about what I gotta tell you.
Well, all right, son. Let's hear your story.
Has the counsel for the prosecution completed his case?
By the oath of citizens, whose simple word is above suspicion, we have fastened this awful crime beyond all possibility of question upon the unhappy prisoner at the bar. We rest our case here.
Thank you, counsel. Has the counsel for the defense any further remarks?
Your Honor, in our remarks at the opening of this trial, we foreshadowed our purpose to prove that our client did this fearful deed while under the influence of a blind and irresponsible delirium produced by drink. We have changed our minds. We shall not offer that plea. Call Thomas Boyer. Thomas Sawyer, where were you on the 17th of June, about the hour of midnight?
What's all this?
Speak up, lad.
In the graveyard.
A little louder, please. Don't be afraid. You were...
In the graveyard.
Were you anywhere near Horse Williams' grave?
Yes, sir.
And speak up just a trifle louder. How near were you?
As near as I am to you, sir.
Were you hidden or not?
I was hidden.
Where?
Behind Hezekiah Grant's monument.
Hmm? Anyone with you?
Yes, sir. I went there...
Never mind mentioning your companion's name. We will produce him at the proper time. Did you carry anything there with you?
Only a dead cat for warts.
Quiet, of course.
Your Honor, we will produce the skeleton of that cat. Now, my boy, tell us everything that occurred. Tell it in your own way. Don't skip anything and don't be afraid.
Would I?
No, don't be afraid. This is a court of justice. The man you fear is only a witness seated here where he can do you no harm.
What's going on here?
Silence in the court.
Go ahead with your story, Tom.
Well, Huck, I mean my friend and I went out to the graveyard to cat to rid some warts. Cats are better than spunkwater, Huck said.
Yes, yes. But stay by the story of what happened.
Well, we got out there real late and the moon was sort of going in and out. And we hid by old man Grant's monument when we heard devil's voices.
Whose voices?
They weren't really devil's voices, I guess. It was Dr. Rock. It was Dr. Rock. It was Dr. Rock couldn't hear us. And we hid Injun Joe. And we hid Injun Joe. And we hid Injun Joe.
American novels. Being the town heroes at the age of 12 is not the complete satisfaction one might expect. Not for Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. The shadow of revenge hangs heavy over the heads of these two young men as the NBC University of the Air brings you the second and final installment of Samuel Clemens' immortal story of golden days on the Mississippi, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, another in its series of books that live, American Novels.